Welcome to this week's Rocket Postgame Podcast. This one is brought to you by the 88 Dip in Marion and the Marion Eye Care Center, Dr. Adria Porter. Coach Starnes, another tough week on the road against a 6A opponent, Marshall County 42-6 over your Rockets. We had a silver lining. It was Noah Dickerson got the record, caught 11 passes in the game, which is a single-game record, broke a TK Guess's mark set back I think in 2004 against Mayfield, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, we have to find some positives there, and I think Noah did a good job, and it's good for Noah to get the record, and it's something to go in the record books, and something he'll remember, and his family will remember, and we're proud of him for that. But I thought there were other things that. We were looking at to find things that were positive. I thought that, we played with some emotion that I hadn't seen in a while. Getting excited when big plays happen and things of that nature. So, we saw some things that we can improve upon and that we're getting better at. It's just, it's just frustrating, though, that, you go out there and you look and it's you go back and look at the film, and it's one person each time that's making a mistake here and there, and it's costing us. And we just have to put together a complete game and make sure that the players are doing what they're supposed to do, and put something together and see what happens. I was excited or pleased of the fact that we played with a little more emotion than I've seen in a long time. And, we saw Dylan Hicks. He got a hit man, the first one we awarded in a while. And we're pleased to see that. And that's what we're talking about, making some baby steps in order to get to where we want to go. So, and I'd also have to say Nick Greenwell. I was very pleased with him. He came in and, in a position that we were putting him all over the field, and he ends up having six solos and one assist, and plays the position pretty well.
At linebacker. I noticed you're always talking about him playing downfield, and he did. And he's not a big guy.
Yeah, and he was playing down the hill.
Yeah, he was.
And so, he's going to stay there. And we made a decision. I talked to Coach Wheeler, and we're going to keep him at linebacker, and he helps us there, which we're going to have to because this week, again, we have a couple linebackers out. So, he's needed there, and he's doing a good job. And I'm proud of him and proud to see that that he's doing well there.
Coach Wheeler, you had several guys on defense. Of course, the defense was on the field a lot, it seemed like, during this game, and really saw a good performance again out of Travis McKinney. He's just Mr. Consistency, as we've said. Had another big game. And then, Dylan Hollis, he puts in a day's work every football game.
Yeah, and the great thing about Dylan Hollis is the fact that he still has a lot of room for improvement, and he's coachable in the fact that he wants to understand. This week we worked a lot on how to get downhill and not hop, and he did a great job of it. But when you get back and you watch the film, I mean, it's a ball game for a pretty good while. We're just one play away from defensively, causing a turnover, making things happen. But, like Coach said, Nick Greenwell, my gosh, you watch him on film, and he backside linebacker that just goes through there, like a man possessed, has a great sack, got excited. And then who else I was really impressed with was Adam Beavers. He had a batted pass and got excited about it. And that's a freshman, and Adam's a pretty reserved guy. And for him to get excited, so hopefully, we're taking baby steps, like Coach was saying, and we'll see what happens in the next few games.
You had someone else that had a batted pass, I think I remember seeing in the statistics somewhere, didn't you?
Travis McKinney.
Travis McKinney, yeah. Also had one, yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, he's Mr. Consistent. We almost expect him to do something like that every game. But he plays hard. He gets to the ball. And, we had a couple burnt coverages that we got confused on a couple of things. That we'll get that ironed out. But, overall, I thought we got to the ball a whole lot better. And we're going to definitely have to get to the ball a whole lot better this week to take on Murray.
Yeah. Go back, talk a little bit about Nick. Of course, his brother Jacob plays on the team too, and sometimes it looks like he's everywhere. I know in one of the games they were both playing earlier in the season, and I think Nick maybe got a lot of credit for, or Jacob got a lot of the credit for Nick one way or another. But how big is he? He's not a big. He's kind of tall. He's a tall kid, but he's not very thick. What you think of a linebacker?
I don't know. Was he 150?
Maybe he weighs 150, 160 pounds. But he's 6 foot.
Soaking wet, you know.
but I mean, he's probably about 1% body fat.
He's a very fit young fella.
He's a former lacrosse player, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, what we like, Chris, and we like the idea that he plays with a lot of heart. You don't have to have that size, and that's what we like. And you know, that he does a good job, and we're proud of him because he was one that wasn't on the radar, and he just put himself out there. And so, we hear it all the time. You know, make the coaches want you out there and have to put you out there, and he has. He's done a good job.
Now, where did he play lacrosse?
He's originally from Indiana, somewhere there, and he came down here and last year, and then I think it's end of a sophomore year, kind of got on our radar of when he played a little JV, and he was always a DB just because of his look. And then kind of went from free safety to strong safety, and now from strong safety to Sam linebacker. But if you look, you know, the fruits of his labor is what he's getting right now, because the last two off seasons he just works his tail off in the weight room and in conditioning. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, he can swim fast, he can run, he can lift, he can do a little bit of everything. And so we're very pleased that, you know, he's actually starting to get rewarded for all his hard work.
Coach Starnes, beyond Noah, his performance here, catching 11 passes. You know, Nick Castiller continues to throw the ball. You got to have a guy throwing, triggering it, you know, to get him out there to him. And he was 13 for 27 in this game. Or excuse me, that was your team total, 13 for 27. Castiller was 13 for 25 in the game. No interceptions and 94 yards. And it's kind of a quiet record, if you will, because Noah only had 59 yards in receptions, but 11 catches is 11 catches, and you got to go up 11 times and do that. And we all remember TK Guess. I think his you know, he had a lot of games where he caught 8, 9, 10 passes for a couple hundred yards sometime. But we're still throwing the ball around.
You know, the difference is we were throwing the ball down the field with him, and right now we're just trying to play ball control. Yeah. And, you know, so we worked on a play this week and told them that they really couldn't stop us unless we stopped ourselves, and that was the play that Noah was catching a lot of the passes on. And you know, he made something happen on a screen, and you know, that's what we expect from him. But
then he catches the only touchdown pass over the middle.
Yeah, and so you know, I mean, Nick throws the ball well. I think that you know, he's concerned, and he cares about it, and he wants to improve, and you know, he just he has happy feet back there. We've got to get him to control his feet and stand up tall and keep his feet moving instead of trying to bail right now, and that's what's happening. And we have to have trust in our linemen and that they're going to do their job and square your shoulders and throw to the target. And if we do that, then he gets 3 or 4 more completions and we get some more yardage. But, you know, it just all night long we just weren't getting it done. We were having issues with calling the wrong plays, you know, one person running the wrong play or not knowing what the play is. And, you know, that's on me. It's my fault. I take the responsibility for that, and we have to work on that.
Well, I know this has been a rough couple of weeks playing these big schools, but you look ahead and, gosh, it's not going to get any easier. This is where the grind begins, and these district games coming up, Murray, Ballard, and Caldwell County. You know, Murray's ranked, I think, number 6 in the latest poll, last week's poll. I don't know if they'll move up any this week, but Caldwell is right in there, a solid number 2 behind Louisville Sales. And at one time, Ballard was 12 or 13 in the AP poll. So we better have our lunch pail the next 2 or 3 weeks, hadn't we?
Yeah, I mean, they're good football teams, and you know, you're supposed to be playing your best when a district gets here, and right now we're still trying to improve on the things that we need to improve on.
And we're beat up too,
and we are beat up. We're playing a lot of people, but you know, it is what it is, and we'll continue to get better, and we'll work the kids, and you know, keep challenging them to improve, and that's all we can do. And you know, that's what we did this week. We challenged them to improve. We want to take care of the little things, because the big things will come. And we made some strides taking care of some little things, but we still have a ways to go.
I know on defense you really miss Lane Wallace back there, but he, as you say, Nick stepped in, did good. But, you know, I think if Lane is in this game and Myers is in this game, I think it's a different game.
I think it is. I mean, you know, and still, you know, defense, we're still causing turnovers. You know, that's good. We got a pick at the end. I think Cosby did a great job because it was a tip ball, you know, two or three times, and, you know, he got the pick. And it's just we're still trying to find a way defensively to put together four quarters of defense. You know, we've had a couple good quarters. We've had maybe up to three good quarters, but we've never really had four quarters of great Crittenden County defense like they're capable of. And we know they're capable of it because, like Coach Sharn said, it's just usually one or two guys that miss an assignment, miss a play here or there, and, you know, when you can iron those out, and that's what separates a good team from a great team. You know, great teams always do all the little things right every single play, and, you know, we'll eventually get there.
Well, we're just past the midway point, and we're three wins and three losses, and the tough part's coming up, Coach Darns. I know we're going to talk at length this week on the later podcast on Thursday about some of the things that are going on. Real special events coming up with the Pink Out on Friday night. We have the rapper Tones going to be here, and then we'll talk some more about that. It's going to be some neat stuff going on later.
Yeah, it's
going
to be neat, and you know, we just like to encourage everybody to wear pink. We want it to be a truly Pink Out night for our fans, and you know, see if we can make some excitement go on and really raise the awareness for breast cancer research and try to do what we can in our part to do that.
I know that hits much closer to home than it used to.
Yeah, but we're blessed.
Yeah. All right, guys, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later in the week. Get ready for Murray.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.